yeah, water's the killer, man. I've had, I got that problem with my drive, so I got to deal with that. I actually had, I had no idea. I couldn't see it or nothing like that, but I had a leak in my roof, and I didn't know it until the son of a gun started dripping from the ceiling in a corner up near the front of my house. And I'm like, what the hell? And I get up there, and I get in the attic, I look around, and there's, I got this really, really tall, tall reverse cable that comes to, you know, where the front door is. And in that line where the reverse cable hit the regular roof, there must have been a leak. And the water was pooling up, you know, back in the attic, way in the corner there. And so it finally, you know, I figured it out when it came through. And it's like, son of a bitch. You know, and, you know, by that time, you know, it's all over the place. And it's like, oh, my God, what a mess. So, anyhow, water, man. And then I've had the basement water. If it's if it rains really, really hard, I will see a little trickling coming in off one wall. And I gotta try to figure out how to deal with that at some point. I think that's more of just, you know, run it off correctly. But, yeah, water, man. Hold out. No ranch. I got a bungalow, which is a pain in the ass, but old stick-built thing thrown up, you know, in 30 seconds after World War One or World War Two. So it's an old bungalow built on the old farm property back in the day before the city was a city.
Talk about water's making me have to pee. And I don't know.